session. May we have the next case, please?
Sir, the next case is case number 11488. This application is located south of Route 54 Lighthouse Road, being at the southwest corner of Tyler Avenue and Lincoln Avenue, and being lot 51, block 5 in Cape Windsor subdivision, with a 911 address of 38827 Lincoln Drive, Selbyville, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 533, map 20.14, parcel number 32, requesting a variance from the corner front yard and the side yard setback requirement. General, on this application, I received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and one mail return. To be more specific, they're requesting an 11.9-foot variance from the required 15-foot side corner for the existing dwelling, a 13.6-foot variance from the required 15-foot side corner for existing ramp, a 4.7-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard for the existing dwelling, an 8.2-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard for an existing shower and steps, and a 8-foot variance from the required 15-foot side corner for an existing shed. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Knight. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Irma Curtis Cody, 38831 Grant Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware, 997.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, or nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Ray Tomasetti. I represent the applicant. Yes. Staying next to me is Irma Curtis Cohey, who has been a resident of Cape Windsor property owner since the early 70s, and is familiar with the matter, has personal knowledge because she was also involved as the real estate agent in the transaction. So she's a resident in the neighborhood. And the reason why it's important to have her here is that the previous owner, I represent the applicant, which was the buyer, but the previous owner of the property who built the home in 2004, husband and wife are deceased. So they really, the property passed to the children who were involved with the sale of the home to my client. Okay. The reason why we're here seeking the variance is there was a variance that was granted 11 years ago by the board. There were three variances granted. And when a survey was done by Simpler Surveying, we discovered that not only would we need variances for in addition to what was granted to the board, but because the home, when it was built, was located a little bit more than 5 feet from the property line with a 10-foot setback. The pictures that I've have circulated, if you look at the first picture, you're looking at the property from Tyler Avenue. And from Tyler Avenue, the actual frontage on Tyler Avenue is a little bit over 23 feet, 23.8 feet. If you look back towards where the shed is located, the actual area of the side yard is 36.27 feet. The problem with this lot, and there should be hopefully a survey was attached to the application, is if you look at the property and you turn it upside down, it looks like a half of an A, part of an A. That's the uniqueness of the land. It's really a very strange shaped property. Given the uniqueness, that's when the Petricks, who are both deceased, built the home in 2004. They had to come before the board because of the uniqueness of the property. And obviously, it's a very unique property, one of the most unique I've seen, even in Cape Windsor. And the practicability of creating a home on that property is very difficult, and you can see that they did not do a good job of that. The property really, without the variances granted in 2003 or granted tonight, hopefully, the property could not be developed. You could not really build a home on that property to support the side yards, given from Lincoln Drive, you have that 15-foot setback. And looking at the pictures, I think what the pictures really distort the size of the lot, because if you look at even their driveway, in picture number two, technically that driveway is really part of the right-of-way of Lincoln Drive. So I believe when the home was built, there was a misunderstanding by the Petricks when they built their home as to where the road actually ended, because the Lincoln Drive is showing a 50-foot right-of-way, but the paving is probably about 34 feet. So that skews that. And Tyler Avenue in front of the property is a 30-foot wide right-of-way as well. So I think that's what caused the mistake by the Petricks when they built their home. But obviously they're not here to lend us to that. Also, the from the same standards, that the home has been there for since 2004, so about 10 years. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And it was obviously not created by the applicant. She was the buyer. It was created by the Petricks, who are both deceased. We're seeking the minimum variances to rectify the variances that were granted by the board to bring that up to what it should be based upon the simpler survey, and also to seek the variances on the side yards to have the home be in conformity with those setbacks. So basically that's what we're seeking, those variances given those standards. And I've got Irma Kurtis-Kohe here to answer any questions you might have, since she's familiar with the home, familiar when it was built, has familiar with the neighborhood living there from the 70s. So any questions you might have, and she also was knew the Petricks as well, and was also involved in the transaction. But it's a pretty unique lot.
Okay. Yeah, for the benefit of the board, Tyler Avenue is considered a front because it's a shorter, smaller width. But to be a legal lot, it has to maintain a certain depth. The ordinance would have required it to be 100 foot of depth, so the obvious side becomes the lot next to lot 50, even though the lot is only 88 feet deep, mm-hmm. because the lots were created part of zoning. So we have to look at it based on the configuration of the lot.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Rubin. All right, we'll see if there's any questions from members of the board. We'll start with you, Mr. Workman.
No questions.
Okay, we'll come back to Mr. Ricker.
Yeah, I see you had an awful lot. She had an awful lot of prior person to the owner, I should say, got an awful lot of permits for this, right?
Yes, they did, yes.
Yeah, and evidently they didn't read them, right?
That's what I'm saying.
You're not there to defend themselves.
I was just going to say that they certainly went this far, and I guess they didn't think they needed any setbacks, which is written on there. Of course, you know that, okay? Front, side, and rear.
Right. Correct. That's correct.
I was just going to add, oh, that shed in the back there, is that the one in the picture here?
Yes, it is. That's okay. Why I said the picture really distorts it, but the shed, given the size of the shed, it's 12 feet by, is it
9.9.
So normally the shed would have to be 5 feet, but given the size of the shed.
Right. So no problem. Okay, no questions.
Mr. Huff?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
The shed that's closest to Tyler Avenue, is that detached? It's not attached to the house. Okay.
Looks like it is detached.
It is detached. Appears to be close from this photo, but it's definitely, there's a space beyond it.
Definitely is detached.
But it could, you know, your setback would be, you're 7 feet, so you could be attached or unattached, and you'd still be okay.
Correct.
Because it's under square footage.
Mm-hmm.
The Tyler Avenue's considered a front because the average has already been established, only has to be 5.
Yeah.
But I think picture 3 in the color shows it better, shows how it is detached. If you look at picture 3,
right,
I think
and it's under 600 square feet, mm-hmm. so that yeah. would make it 5.
5 feet, yes. Yeah. Irma, have I correctly depicted the need for the variances and the standards?
Very much so, and these gentlemen are all aware of the uniqueness of Cape Windsor in that they're paying taxes on a regular lot, 50 by 90, and many of them end up to be 84, 85 in length, and so that just creates a need for variances. And
I guess say this is one of the strangest lots I've looked at for quite a while.
There are 5 of them there, and I've been involved in 3 of them. So.
No other questions?
Yeah, no. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,488. Evidently, there's been COs issued on this, so that's the reason we have a waiver on the applicants.
Correct.
Okay. You have addressed the standards very well. Okay, you've done a good job there. So the uniqueness of the property is very apparent of what it looks like. And the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And unnecessary hardship has been created by the seller. And the variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood. And the requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rick and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11,488. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Wharton?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,488 is approved.
Thank you so much. Thank you again.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.